First, when it comes to saving for retirement, there are always hurdles to overcome and challenges to face, no matter who you are. For one group, millennials, things appear to be a bit more difficult. A new report from the National Institute on Retirement Security finds that 95% of millennials are not adequately saving for retirement, with the majority of millennials having absolutely nothing saved for their later years. There are some economic reasons at play. Rising student debt and wage stagnation are culprits. But does that fully explain the lack of savings? And what could be done to help young people put money away for down the road when they may face significant and more immediate expenses today? Jennifer Brown is manager of research at the National Institute on Retirement Security. She's the author of the Institute's new report, Millennials and Retirement Already Falling Short. Central Time producer Chris Molina recently sat down with her to find out more about the unique challenges this generation faces when it comes to retirement savings.
So I'll admit, I'm a millennial, and I can tell you that saving for retirement isn't always at the forefront of my mind. Your report finds that, well, ultimately, I'm not alone. Give us the general breakdown of what you found here.
So we found that most millennials, and we used the individuals that were born from 1981 to 1991, even though Pew Charitable Trust has actually just cut the generation at 1996, we found that millennials are not on track for saving for retirement. In fact, we found that 66% of working millennials, millennials that are actively working and have a job, between the ages of 21 and 32, have nothing, not even $1 saved for retirement. So this leaves us with about one-third of millennials that actually have something saved for retirement. We also found that that one-third really isn't saving that great either.
So, Jennifer, as somebody who studies this, when you found that number, two-thirds of millennials having nothing saved for retirement, did that number come as a big surprise to you?
Yes, it did, actually, though I wasn't as shocked as I should be or theoretically would be, because Americans in general have a retirement savings problem in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I also know, because I also am a millennial, this generation's gone through a really, really tough time the last couple of years. You know, I am an older millennial. I'm 35, about to be 36. You know, and I watched a lot of my friends, and I also struggled myself to really get a good job, get that first wonderful good job out of my graduate degree, and, you know, have benefits and have a plan where I could actually have an employer help me save for retirement. And I even see this in my younger sister and her cohort of millennials, the younger millennials, where, you know, it really took them a little time to actually get into that good job that offers health care and that offers a retirement plan.
Yeah, and is it that millennials are working and choosing not to save for retirement, or is it that they are unable to save for retirement, or do we see both?
We actually are seeing more millennials that have access to a retirement plan. So they are working for an employer that potentially offers a plan, but that the millennials themselves are not eligible for a plan because they're either working part-time for an employer or they haven't worked long enough for that employer for them to actually be able to participate in that employer's plan. We still have a large number of millennials that are working in the on-demand economy or sole proprietors. So they're working for themselves, and so they wouldn't have access to a plan. But we still find that there are more millennials that have access to an employer-sponsored plan but are not eligible to participate in one.
Okay, so let's say I'm 22, 23 years old. I'm not actually 22 or 23 years old, but I've got my first job out of school. I'm excited. I'm making some money. I'm not necessarily thinking I got to be stashing away money for when I turn 65, 66. You know, it seems so far down the road. I have expenses now. I've got student loan debt. But what are the consequences of not putting away money towards retirement when somebody is in their 20s?
Well, compound interest is going to help you when you're saving in your 20s, so it's actually easier. Your dollar that you save now is actually going to be many, 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 many more dollars eventually. But something that we found and we talk about in our report is that if your employer sponsors a plan and they offer an employer match, meaning free money for you or a reward for you to save for retirement, you should be taking advantage of that match because, you know, again, compound interest will work for you. Every dollar that you put towards now, you know, your employer can match dollar for dollar and give you $2 for one. And again, with the magic of compound interest, those $2 for one could end up being $10 for one, you know, in your 40s and 50s. If you put that dollar in your 40s and 50s, compound interest is not going to have as long of a time to work. And so it won't be, you know, 10 to 1 or $1 to $10. It will be a lot smaller.
So that sounds pretty significant. Let's say then I turn 30 and I haven't been doing that. And I think, oh my goodness, what have I been doing? Is it too late for me to start putting that money in to save for retirement?
Absolutely not. You should just start as soon as you possibly can, and you should definitely take advantage of any kind of, I call it free money, that you can get your hands on. Employer matches, the Federal Savers Credit, anything like that that helps you save. So no matter if you're 22 or 32, you know, you should be saving. You know, it's never too late. You should be taking active steps anytime that you can.
We're talking right now with Jennifer Brown, Manager of Research at the National Institute on Retirement Security. And your report finds that only about 5% of working millennials are saving adequately for retirement. But what does saving adequately actually mean these days?
Okay, so saving adequately is now defined as saving between 15% of your income and all the way up to 22% of your income. This standard used to be about 10%. That's the standard used for Gen X and baby boomers. But the financial experts have really upped that number to about 15% of this generation. And that's the standard that we use to assess whether or not this generation is saving adequately. From a dollars perspective, you might have actually heard that you should save $1 million for retirement. If you save $1 million, you'll be in a great place for retirement. That number has also been up to about $1.8 to $2.2 million, which is a huge figure. Yeah. Scary, huge figure.
Yeah. And, you know, you talked some about the employer credits and the matching. Do you think that employers are doing enough to educate their employees, especially younger employees, about the options that are out there?
So I think employers are actually doing a pretty good job of incentivizing their employees to match. The average last year was that 77% of employers offered an employer match, and the average match was 4.7%. But I think that employers are trying to educate their employees about what that is, but they may be not doing a good job about the match specifically. For example, the firm Financial Engines found that the average employee is leaving $1,336 on the table, meaning they're not contributing enough money, so they're getting that money back every single year. And this is especially problematic for younger employees. So what I'm thinking based off of this Financial Engines report is that for especially younger employees, they're not understanding why they should be saving and contributing enough to their retirement plans to get that 100% match from their employer and not leaving that free money on the table.
Do you think part of this can be explained by the fact that millennials grew up during this time of the Great Recession where they saw a lot of bad economic news, they saw a crashing stock market, they may approach investing in the stock market with some fear or trepidation, and knowing that a lot of retirement plans are tied up in the stock market, do you think we're seeing people kind of shy away from maybe saving for retirement because of that?
Oh, no. Actually, millennials want to save for retirement. They want to save. This is a generation of saving. This is much like the greatest generation, the generation that went through the Great Recession. You know, this generation really believes in saving and believes in their future. But they are actually worried about retirement. 29% of them have said that they are worried about saving for retirement. And they also do actually want to retire. They want to retire on their terms at when they want to retire. So this is a generation that actually wants to save, but they're just not given the tools to be able to do so. They're not having access to the easiest kind of retirement savings plan, the kind that's offered by an employer, because they are not eligible to participate in their employer's plan.
So what might policymakers be able to do to give millennials those tools that you're talking about?
So first off, you know, allowing part-time workers and allowing employees to contribute to a retirement savings plan right away when they join a job would really impact this generation. It would also impact minorities and also women in saving for retirement as well. As we have found in some of our previous reports, you know, women and also individuals of color are also burdened by these same problems about being part-time or not working for an employer long enough. So the first thing that policymakers can do is change the law. Allow part-time employees to contribute. Encourage employers to allow them to do so. Encourage employers and change the law and encourage employers to allow employees to contribute to a retirement plan the first paycheck, the first day of work. You know, that will really help in policymakers speak move the needle on this issue. Some other things that would really be great for this generation, there's this thing called auto-enrollment. That means I automatically enroll you in a retirement plan when you start working for an employer. And if you decide you don't want to save, you can opt out of that. But if the auto-enrollment works, and works especially for this generation, the financial firm Vanguard has found that 77% of this generation actually saves for retirement when they're auto-enrolled. And those are really great numbers. Some of the other things that we just talked about, you know, increasing employer matches and encouraging your employees to actually match, max out that employer match is a really great educational piece for employers, because this is how you get to that 15%. This is how you encourage people to actually save for retirement, especially when those 15% or that $1.8 million is so daunting. Employer matches help employees get there. And so, you know, upping employer matches, getting above 6% up into the 7 and 8% would be a great target, especially if you have young employees. But also that second part of encouraging employees to take advantage of that match 100% and not leaving any free money on the table. Lastly, there is a federal tax credit. You know, we're going into tax season now. There's a federal tax credit that rewards certain people, low-income individuals, middle-income individuals, to save for retirement. It's called the Federal Savers Credit. Again, you get rewarded for saving for retirement using this credit. A lot of people do not take advantage of this credit this generation because of their incomes. Would be a wonderful target population to take advantage of the Federal Savers Credit. And last and not least, of course, protecting and strengthening Social Security is extremely important for this education. There's a whole lot of misperceptions out there, or misconceptions out there, that Social Security isn't going to be around for this generation. It will be around, but if nothing else happens, millennials will have less Social Security for themselves rather than their parents or their or Gen X. And so there's going to be cutbacks for the millennial generation. So it's really important to keep Social Security strong and also keep contributing into the pot now so that we can actually have Social Security later.
Are you optimistic that things can change going forward?
Yes, absolutely. Again, as I said, this is a generation of savers. We have found in our report that when these millennials have the option to save in an employer-sponsored plan, they have the access to a plan, they're eligible to save for a plan, they are participating in these plans at above 90%. That is a huge, what's called, take-up rate in our jargon. So that means that people really are ready, willing, and able to save when they are given the opportunity to do so. And so if we can just literally fix some of these eligibility issues about part-time work and offering employees a retirement plan on the first day of employment, we could actually make a huge difference in this generation.
That's a good place to leave it. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
Jennifer Brown is manager of research at the National Institute on Retirement Security. She's the author of that group's new report, Millennials and Retirement Already Falling Short. She talked to producer Chris Molina.